It's like saying you have to overcome your leg. You just have to not be controlled by it.
Well, I thought, I mean, you can, let's say I don't like my legs and I want them to be more muscular or flabbier or something. I mean, I can do that. Or my arms, I want them to become more toned.
And you can do it with your pattern. That's you cannot, you cannot have your pattern run your life. Not have your pattern be the source of everything good and bad at all times. So what's striking is how much you already are aware of and how much you've already stepped away from it.
So then maybe I'm not giving myself enough credit? Because even when you said that I feel anxiety, I'm like, striking? I want this gone. I don't want Maybe that's part of the pattern where I don't realize that I'm like...
Well, you certainly don't give yourself enough credit in anything. That's a whole separate
right.
thing. So we're not saying that. We're saying that without, for whatever reason, you've come on your own to a certain understanding, a certain awareness, enough so that it gives you a certain objectivity, and that objectivity is a stepping away from the pattern, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So just to have come to that so far is impressive, is quite something. The average person can't say that. It wouldn't be true of the majority of people on the planet.
Well, it didn't just pop into my head. Like I told you, I've been compulsively reading and studying.
No, I know it didn't just pop in your head, but the point is all of it has, to some degree, paid off. You have a certain understanding. You have a certain awareness of your own pattern.
So then can you help
even,
me?
And the awareness includes the understanding that it's a programmed pattern. You're not at the stage that many people are at where they kind of know it's a program, they have some vague sense, but they still believe in it. They're not willing to see it as not real, as something that's just running as a program. You've already gotten to that point. That's not an easy thing.
That's good to know. So can you help me in the realm of patience? I think that might help. Before, a couple weeks ago, you said something like patience has to do mostly with the willingness to ask for patience. Or what was it? The willingness to...
I don't know, you expect me to remember from 2 weeks ago?
Well, something about patience. You said patience comes, you said patience only, that's what it was like, patience only comes with a willingness to be open to patience. Something like that? I need patience, please help me, I'm gonna shake you.
Oh. Really? You think you need patience?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I don't know why. So what if you never got patience? What if you were never one bit more patient than you are right now?
Then I'm always going to feel like I'm just about to drown.
Hmm.
Like...
So that impatience is also part of the pattern. So everything...
I would think so.
Hmm?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, so everything, think of it this way. Put this in the understanding. That everything that you feel strongly is likely to be just another aspect of the pattern.
Say it again.
That everything you feel strongly, or that you feel really is important to you,
mm-hmm.
is likely to be just another aspect of the pattern.